Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Most of us, at one time or another, have cheered desperately for a team. And whether the team was professional, college, or high school, whether it was soccer, baseball, football, or basketball, we can all probably name one team that we lost our heads over. When we think back to that team, we may be able to remember a strange relationship that developed when our team was successful. We received some of the glory. Wow, your team is awesome. Way to go. I can't believe your team is doing so well. Maybe this year you will go all the way. We receive glory for the success of the team as though we are out on the field or court playing the game ourselves. We are receiving glory for something we have nothing to do with. Glory we certainly do not deserve. Yet, the undeserved glory that we received is returned to the team. We cheer for them. We pay money to go to their games. We buy merchandise to spread their glory, hats, t-shirts, even foam fingers. We can't wait to glorify the team by telling someone about our team's most recent victory. Our God has been very successful. He has created a beautiful world in which we live. He sustains and provides for his world every day. Even though human beings have corrupted his perfect world with sin, God sent his Son into our world of sin to live, to suffer, to die, and then to rise again for the forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. Our God is certainly a winner. The wonderful news is that through the blessings of our gracious God, we are winners too. We are allowed to share in his glory. In baptism, God glorified us by making us his very own children through water and word. We shared in the glory of God when we confess our sins before the throne of God and find forgiveness there as well. We share in the glory of God when we read his word and remember the promises of love and deliverance. We share in the glory of God when we partake of the Lord's Supper, his very body and blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of all our sins. God has allowed us through faith to share in his glory. We in no way have earned or deserved that glory, but God loves us so much that he gives it to us anyway through faith. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." What a glory we share with God. Take time daily to enjoy this undeserved glory of God. And since God has allowed us to share in His glory, we want to return that glory back to God. Jesus tells us in our gospel reading from John chapter 17 that He will no longer be in the world, but that we are still in the world. This is part of His high priestly prayer that Jesus is praying right before His crucifixion and death. And He is telling that He is leaving. And we know, and please remember, that Jesus is ascended now, just as we celebrated Ascension this past Thursday. Jesus is ascended now, but He already has assured us that we have another counselor besides Him by our side, the promised Holy Spirit, that we will celebrate next Sunday on Pentecost. But also in John chapter 17, Jesus prays that the Father will also protect His own people in the world. So with all this assurance that we have, what are we left to do in the world? We are to give the glory back to God. And how do we do that? We give glory back to the Father as Jesus did. Philippians 2:8 says, "And being found in human form, Jesus humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." In Matthew 28:20, Jesus tells us, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." We give glory to God by receiving His word. We give glory to God by receiving the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We give glory to God by telling others about our Savior, Jesus Christ. We give glory to God by serving our neighbor. We give glory to God even by suffering for the sake of the saving gospel. The Bible tells us that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Jesus said in His prayer to the Father, "All mine are yours, and all yours are mine, and I am glorified in them." We are that them. We are that them. We are what people see of Jesus in our world today. We are a reflection of His glory. The glory of God shines through our lives. The glory of God shines through our lives. It is our responsibility to be the light of the glory of Jesus Christ in our world. People see how we treat other people, especially those closest to us. People notice how we respond when someone has done us harm. People notice how we respond to a crisis in our lives. In all that we do and say, we want to reflect the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ. Maybe it is at the gas station when someone comes up to you saying, "Sorry to bother you, but my car is on empty and I don't have any money for gas." It looks like Jesus is leading you to show His glory using your credit card to put gas in the tank. Have a pleasant conversation as the gas is pumped, and giving a word of blessing in the touch of a handshake. Or maybe it is at the restaurant when the server brings you food and you are praying, but that prayer is even more. Jesus is leading you to show His glory as you speak kindly to the server, as you clean up the table so the busser has an easier job, and as you give a more than generous tip for all the staff that saw you pray, holding hands with one another. However, we reflect the glory of our Lord best when we don't try to reflect perfection, which is impossible. We reflect the glory of the Lord best when we reflect forgiveness. Maybe it's a coworker that didn't treat you well. Maybe a family member that betrayed your trust. Or maybe the unkindness and disregard of a brother or sister in Christ. We reflect the glory of our Lord best when we joyfully and thankfully receive the forgiveness of God, and then, without hesitation, pass that forgiveness on to others. When we leave this world, God will fully glorify us with Him forever in heaven. There we will finally see and fully partake of the glory of the Father. Not as a reward, but as a promise. Eternal inheritance for all believers. Until that day, we pray that God would use us to glorify His name in this world, in all we do. That's Jesus' prayer for us. And that's my prayer for you too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.